And then we ask now, please, to bring your attention to the third base side and turn the third base side for their special tech presentation. In honor of Real Access Pride Night, we are excited to donate $3,000 to Northern Nevada Pride to directly benefit our center. Our center is a safe space for Northern Nevada's LGBTQIA+ community, where they are granted access to advocacy, support, educational programs, services, and more. For continued Pride celebrations, Northern Nevada Pride is on Saturday, July 22nd here in downtown Reno. Community Pride Parade is at 10 a.m. under the arch, and the Pride Festival is all day long from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. in Wingfield Park. For more information, visit the booth beyond Section 110. Thank you very much, Power Center.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Reno Aces, Game 3 of a six-game series between the AAA affiliates of the Seattle Mariners and Arizona Diamondbacks. Well, the first two games have been a split, and neither game has been particularly close or very aesthetically pleasing. Reno winning the opener 12-5 in a game that saw Rainiers batters draw 11 walks, and Reno winning despite that. And Tacoma had a three-error performance on Tuesday in the opener, something that is not characteristic of this team's defense this year. Yesterday, it was kind of the opposite. The Rainiers won 14-6, piling up the runs. The Rainiers had 16 hits and drew 10 walks yesterday and didn't make any errors. And the Rainiers won with ease, 14-6 the final yesterday to even up the series. So who knows what's in store for us today. One thing we do know we're going to see is a lot of relief pitchers for the Rainiers. It's a bullpen game for Tacoma, meaning that one of the regular relief pitchers is going to start this game, probably only go one or two innings, and then it'll be just one reliever after another. The starter will be Diego Castillo, who will be making his first start for Tacoma and 12th appearance of the year. He has some starting experience as an opener for Tampa Bay before he got traded to the Mariners when the Rays were starting out that strategy of using openers ahead of their starting pitchers. Castillo was tabbed for that duty a number of times, and he's making the start today for Tacoma. He'll be opposed by the young lefty Blake Walston, just 21 years old for Reno, one of the Diamondbacks' top prospects. He's 5-3 on the year with a 4.31 ERA. Tacoma and Reno about to get underway here at Greater Nevada Field. We'll be back with a look back at yesterday's game when the Rainiers pregame show continues in a moment.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Tacoma taking on Reno tonight. Game 3 of this six-game series. Next two games will also be at 6:35 p.m. and then we'll wrap it up with a day game on Sunday at 1:05. Had some rain earlier today. In fact, thunder and lightning, too. A lot of water got dumped on the ground here, but that was hours ago, and it has all dried out, and it's actually kind of a pleasant evening right here, if overcast, in Reno. Rainiers won yesterday 14-6. They were down 5-1 in the second inning, 5-4 going to the sixth, and then the Rainiers scored seven runs in the top of the sixth inning. They sent 12 batters to the plate that frame. Jake Shiner's bases loaded double gave the Rainiers the lead. And then in an important detail in Reno, the Rainiers tacked on three more runs in the seventh inning because you always want to add to your lead here. Rainiers went on to win it 14-6. We'll check the starting lineups in today's game after this.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Tecumseh Raiders, who are 29-30 on the year. The Raiders managed by John Russell. Leading off, designated hitter Taylor Trammell. Batting second, the center fielder is Cade Marlowe. Hitting third and catching will be Brian O'Keefe. Jake Shiner bats cleanup. He is at third base. Hitting fifth, the right fielder Zach Deloach. Batting sixth and playing first base is Cooper Hummel. Adam Engel hits seventh. He's in left field. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Pat Valleca, and hitting ninth, shortstop, Mason McCoy. On the mound, right-hander Diego Castillo. Castillo has a record of 2-0 with a 3.00 ERA. Reno's 33-26. The Diamondbacks AAA club is managed by Blake Lawley. Leading off and playing center field is Dominic Fletcher. Batting second, second baseman, Buddy Kennedy. Hitting third, third baseman, Phillip Evans. Tristan English bats cleanup. He's at first base. Hitting fifth, designated hitter P.J. Higgins. Batting sixth, the right fielder Dominic Canzone. Ali Sanchez hits seventh and catches. Batting eighth, shortstop Jake Hager. And hitting ninth, left fielder Jorge Barrosa. On the mound, Blake Walston. He's 5-3 with a 4.31 ERA. Umpires, James Jean has the plate. Crew chief Antonio Perez is at first. Reed Basner is at third. Tecumseh and Reno getting ready for first pitch. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At Renewal by Andersen, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Everything that you'd ever seen with Miranda Lambert on it, I have my finger on pulse of what it is. Out of Wind, I've seen every article of clothing. I've spent hours and hours sending inspirations. I've sent clothes that I love and fabrics, and I'm involved in every single garment that you see. It's important to me that it is an extension of my music, and it's an extension of who I am. I always want it to stay as honest as my music.
Idlewind at Boot Barn.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tecumseh Raiders Baseball as we're about ready to start this one. The Raiders and the Reno Aces from Greater Nevada Field. And Blake Walston, the starter, is wrapping up his warm-up pitches right now for Reno. Raiders wearing the navy blue jerseys today. And Tecumseh getting ready to hit here at the top of the first as Taylor Trammell heads to the plate. See if the Raiders can win a game on a Thursday. The Raiders are 0-8 on Thursdays this season. Doesn't make any sense. It's a stupid stat. but it's true. Taylor Trammell stands in, and the first pitch of the game is swung on and fouled back there, strike one, and we are underway. Yesterday, Trammell hit the very first pitch of the game for a homer.
636 first pitch.
Trammell looking out towards the lefty, and the pitch is down low for a ball. Blake Walston making his fourth start against Tacoma this year. Overall, he's 5-3, 4.31 ERA, and 11 starts total, not including this one. His 1-1 pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards center field. Going back is Fletcher. He's there, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the top of the first. Trammell flies to center, and now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. Walston has the third best earned run average among qualified pitchers in the league. His five wins is tied for third in the league. He's thrown 54 and a third innings this year. That's the fourth most. He has struck out 35 and walked 32. It's kind of tough to hit. The league batting average against him, 265. That's good in the PCL. So here's a swing and a miss by Marlowe. Marlowe hitting 248 for Tacoma, three homers, 310 on base percentage. 0-1 pitch is down low for a ball. Overcast skies here. We had a lot of rain earlier today, thunderstorm. Now the 1-1 pitch is high for a ball, 2-1. The wind is blowing in from left field as this game begins. The stormy weather causing that. Usually it blows out here. 2-1 pitch from Walston. Swing and a miss, and that evens up the count now, 2-2. Marlowe got involved in the Red Ears win yesterday with two hits and a walk, and he scored two runs. Here's the 2-2 pitch to him, and it swung on and fouled away. Still two balls, two strikes. Red Ears entering play today, one game under 500, 29-30. Seems like every time they get to within one game of 500, they can't get over the hump and get to 500. Maybe this time it'll happen. 2-2 is outside, ball three. Marlowe's seen a lot of pitches here, and he has worked a full count. Here comes the seventh pitch of the plate appearance right here. And it swung on and foul tipped at the plate. And it is still three balls and two strikes. Now Walston into his motion. Here comes the 3-2. And it swung on and pulled to right field down the line. Hooking, is it fair or is it foul? It is a foul ball. Marlowe with a towering fly down the right field line. But it went foul. So we'll do it again. Marlowe's about to see his ninth pitch of this plate appearance. Walston, in his three starts against Tacoma, all at Cheney Stadium, has pitched a total of 16 innings against the Red Ears and allowed eight runs, seven earned. He's gotten a decision in all three of his starts against Tacoma, two wins and one loss. 3-2 to Marlowe, swung on and driven towards left center field. This is struck well. Barossa on the run at the track, makes a great catch on the run and bangs into the outfield fence. What a play by the left fielder Jorge Barossa, robbing extra bases away from the Red Ears' Cade Marlowe. Nice play by the Reno left fielder Barossa, who, like Marlowe, was in his first year in this league. So two outs, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. And the pitch from Walston is hammered down the third baseline, foul. O'Keefe was all over that pitch, but just a little bit out in front. O'Keefe hitting 242 with 10 homers, 349 on base percentage. Rainier's catcher today. 0-1 pitch on its way from Walston. And it swung on and fouled off on the first base side. And count now is even. Or pardon me, count now 0-2. Two foul balls. Walston into his motion. Here's his 0-2 pitch. Up high and outside. Now it's 1-2. Now Walston ready. Here comes his 1-2 pitch to O'Keefe, and it's low and outside, 2-2. Walston, a first-round draft pick in 2019 out of a high school in North Carolina, New Hanover. 2-2 pitch. Called strike three on the outside edge. O'Keefe goes down looking. And that is the final out in the top of the first inning. Three up, three down. Right ears go in order. And we head to the bottom of the first. Tacoma nothing. Reno coming to the plate.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Right ears did not score in the top of the first. In fact, they went down in order. And now Reno comes to the plate in the bottom of the first inning here at Greater Nevada Field. And making the start for his first time as a Rainier is Diego Castillo. And this is only his second ever minor league start. But he has started 17 games in the major leagues as an opener for Tampa Bay in 2018 and 2019 when Tampa Bay really used that opener strategy a lot. Castillo ready to work on Dominic Fletcher, left-hand hitter, leading off for Reno, and the first pitch is swung on and fouled away down the left field line. There's strike one. This is a bullpen game for the Red Ears, and they will be using a bevy of bullpen arms to cover the nine innings today. Now, Castillo's had a lot of rest since his last appearance, which was 6 days ago, this past Friday at Cheney. And he went two innings in that game. Fletcher fouls off another one, 0-2 the count. Castillo hitting 96 with the fastball there. A little more velocity than we've seen from him in recent outings. That's good. Now Castillo with the 0-2 pitch on its way to Fletcher. And it is down low with a slider. One ball, two strikes. Fletcher, 331 hitter for Reno this year. 426 on base percentage. Made his big league debut not too long ago. 3-2 pitch, chopped towards short. McCoy with a backhand pick and tossed to first for the out. Nicely done. And Fletcher is retired, one away in the bottom of the first inning. Now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. Let's set up that right here's infield defense for you. Hummel at first base again today. Pat Valleca is playing second. McCoy at short and Jake Shiner at third. Outfield is Adam Engel in left, Cade Marlowe in center, and Zach Deloach in right. Now the pitch to Kennedy is hit in the air to shallow right field. Coming in is Deloach. He's there, and he makes the catch, and that's out number two. And Castillo gets Kennedy to fly out with a 95-mile-per-hour heater. Two away for Phillip Evans. Evans has been leading the league in batting average almost the entire season. He fell out of the top spot today, as he is now second in the league, hitting .365. Now the pitch to Evans is in there for a strike. Preston Tucker, the veteran outfielder for El Paso, is now the league's leading hitter when it comes to batting average. 0-1 from Castillo. Slider called a strike, going 2. And now Evans uses his timeout. We're using the automated ball strike system today exclusively. Tomorrow we will be using the challenge system. 0-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he sure did. And the first base umpire rings him up, and that does it for Evans and Arino in the bottom of the first inning. Quick and easy first for Diego Castillo. That was impressive. We go to the second. Tacoma and Reno scoreless.
I'm James, senior apparel designer, and this is Behind the Design with Blue Ranch Wear. This is your true, unfiltered Western brand. There's a beauty in the simplicity of the product to be able to move, but still have that classic Western sensibility. Rigid out of the box, you put on your back, and it just wears with you. Year after year of wearing the product, so it just becomes yours. Blue Ranch Wear, only at Boot Barn.
Come on, everybody. Oh, yeah.
There's sweat that makes you feel good, and then there's the kind that's all wrong. A heat pump keeps your home cool and comfortable in the summer and cozy and warm in the winter, all while significantly lowering your energy use and your utility bills. How cool?
Yeah, one more time.
Is that? Don't sweat it. We make home improvements easy and affordable. Check out offers at mytpu.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Well, each team went in order in the first inning. We go to the second. Jake Shiner, Zach Deloach, and Cooper Hummel to bat this inning for the Red Ears against the lefty Blake Walston. Threw 17 pitches in the first. Here's his pitch to Shiner, and it is in there for a strike. Well, Shiner had the go-ahead, bases loaded, double in the sixth inning yesterday. 0-1 pitch. Fouled out of play. Shiner now with a 10-game hitting streak. 23 runs batted in during his hitting streak. Here comes the 0-2 pitch on its way from Walston. And it's outside for a ball. Shiner has his average up to 300 on the dot. His 17 homers is second in the league, and his 56 runs batted in is tied for second in the league with Mike Ford, who is now up with the Mariners. Now a pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and Shiner strikes out here in his first plate appearance today. Second strike out of the game for Walston, and now Zach Deloach comes to the plate. Deloach, left-hand hitter. Now the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Next pitch inside for a ball. Duo pitch coming. Low, ball three. So three balls, no strikes. Now check swing. Did it go? Yes, he did. Three and one to Deloach, who has reached base in 23 consecutive games, hitting 298. And he watches one up high, ball four. And there's the first base runner of the game. Zach Deloach draws a walk. So that extends his on-base streak to 24 straight games. During this on-base streak, his on-base percentage is .451. He's reaching in close to half of his plate appearances. And yesterday, he was on base five times. Here's Hummel, switch hitter. He bats right tonight against Walston, the lefty, and the pitch is over for a strike, 0-1 the count. Hummel hitting .227 with two homers, .411 on base percentage, also a batter who draws a ton of walks. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Walston, and it is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 swung on and fouled away. Count moves to 1-2. We're at Greater Nevada Field in Reno. This is typically a ballpark in which you see very high-scoring games, and that has been the case in the first two games of this series. At least one of the two teams has reached double figures in each of the first two games. This pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Hummel, and there's the second out at the top of the second inning. Strikeout number three for Walston. Two away, and now Adam Engel will be the batter. Reno won the opener 12-5 Tuesday, and then the Rainiers hung 14 on the board yesterday for a 14-6 victory. Engel at the plate. Right-hand batter. And the pitch is a check swing, and he went. That's strike one. Engel in his eighth game since joining the Rainiers. He's 9 for 27, .333 average for Tacoma. Veteran that the Mariners have added here midseason. Pitch is inside for a ball. Word is out that we're adding another one. It was reported today online that the Mariners have signed the Major League veteran infielder D.D. Gregorius out of the Mexican League. But a long Major League track record for Gregorius. So there's one inside to Engel. He'd been playing for Union Laguna in the Mexican League, putting up ridiculous hitting stats, but everyone does in that league. It's like every game is played at higher elevation than Albuquerque. It's a massive hitters league. 2-1 pitch. Inside for a ball, ball three. But that has not been confirmed by the Mariners yet, but the word is out that it's happened, and sounds like Gregorius will be joining the Rainiers in the near future. 3-1 pitch to Engel is low, ball four, so he heads down to first base. Deloach down to second, and there are two on with two out, and Pat Valleca will be the batter. So a couple of walks giving the Rainiers an opportunity here, and that's been the Rainiers' primary method of getting base runners in this series. They drew 21 walks over the first two games of the series and already have two tonight. And the pitch is now hit in the air by Valleca, and it goes foul and out of play. Valleca's batting .253 with two homers, .366 on base percentage. Now the 0-1 pitch is low for a ball. 1-1 to Valleca. And the pitch is inside for a ball. 2-1. Next pitch coming. And this is stroke towards center field. Back is Fletcher. He's in position and he makes the catch. And that is the final out at the top of the second inning. Right here's Do Not Score. No runs, hits, or errors, and two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
Chemical grouting is the most effective and long-lasting method for sealing structurally sound sewer and stormwater systems. The ProVac specialists will test your pipeline to find the leak. Then our grouting division uses chemical and cementitious techniques to grout manholes, catch basins, vaults, and other types of leaks. For localized pipe damage, we perform internal point repair for quick, non-disruptive restoration. Team ProVac, here with the complete solution for maintaining the integrity of your sewer or stormwater system. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
No score between Tacoma and Reno. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Greater Nevada Field. Diego Castillo, first pitcher used today by Tacoma on a bullpen game, and had an 8-pitch first inning, setting down the side in order. Now he's ready to work in the bottom of the second. He'll face Tristan English, P.J. Higgins, and Dominic Canzone. English stands in, right-hand batter, and the pitch is a fastball up high, ball one. English hitting .318 in 23 AAA games this year with 4 homers. He's already had a promotion this year. He began the year with the Diamondbacks AA team in Amarillo, Texas. Next pitch is outside for a ball, 2-0 the count. And here comes the pitch. And it's outside, ball three, a slider that just missed. So 3-0 the count. And Castillo ready. Here's his pitch, and it's taken high, ball four. Just barely high. And so English heads down to first base, having drawn a free pass. And now P.J. Higgins will be the batter. Wind kind of gusting in from center field now here. This is a very different playing condition than we are used to in this ballpark. So now Castillo's pitch is in there for a strike to Higgins. Conditions may favor a lower scoring game tonight here in Reno, which is concept that will take me some time to grasp. 0-1 pitch is outside for a ball, 1-1. Higgins batting .331 with 5 homers, 31 runs batted in 40 games for the Aces. Spent most of last year in the big leagues with the Chicago Cubs. Now a turn and a throw to first by Castillo, and English is back in. Castillo now with his 1-1 pitch on its way. And it's down low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Well, Castillo just had pinpoint command in the first inning, and it is not here for him in the second. He's missed with six of his first seven pitches. Now his 2-1 pitch is on its way, and this is outside with a slider. Three balls, one strike. Diego Castillo, 29-year-old righty from the Dominican Republic, with his 3-1 pitch. Runner goes, pitches a strike, throw to second is in time. They got him. English may have overslid the bag and then gotten tagged out. And he is gone. And now Blake Lally is going to go argue with the base umpire, Reed Basner, who made the call. And Lally is not real excited about this call, and he's out there with his arms spread apart wondering what the umpire saw, and he gets the explanation, and Lolly's walking away now, but he's still gesturing towards second base and yelling over his shoulder as he goes back to the dugout. But English is out, caught stealing. The play went 2-4. And now the next pitch to Higgins is fouled off, and it's still a full count, 3-2. Good to see the right ears throw out a base stealer. Brian O'Keefe getting one. That's been an area of concern for Tacoma this year. Now the 3-2 pitch is looped up the middle, and there's Valleca to catch it for the out, and two men are gone. So Higgins with a soft liner that's caught. Two down. And now Dominic Canzone will be the batter. A left-handed hitter. Canzone leads Reno with 11 homers this year. Castillo's pitch is a fastball, 95 miles per hour and up high, ball one. One old pitch is swung on and lined into left center field. There's a base hit for Canzone with two outs. Fielding it is Barlow. Canzone's trying to stretch it. Bad idea. He is thrown out at second base by Cade Barlow, who just fired a one-hopper to Valleca, who put the tag on Canzone, trying to stretch a single into a double. And instead, he's out, and the inning is over. It's a single for Canzone, and he's out at second, 8-4 on the play. No runs on a hit, no errors. Two runners thrown out at second base. No one left on. We go to the third. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
No score between Tacoma and Reno. We head to the third inning of play. Mason McCoy to lead things off for the Red Ears against the left-hander Blake Walston, who has walked two and struck out three through two innings. Here's his pitch to McCoy, and McCoy thinks about bunting for a hit and takes it for a strike, 0-1 the count. McCoy hit three singles yesterday, and he's batting .248 with six homers. .346 on base percentage, 0-1 pitch in there for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Now time called as McCoy steps out of the batter's box for a moment. McCoy had three hits and scored two runs yesterday, also drove in a run. Well, he's behind here, though. The 0-2 pitch is coming from Walston, and that is a cutter outside. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 pitch is a fastball inside. 91 miles per hour. Aces thought that was a strike, but the automated ball strike system called it inside. Here's the 2-2, and it's swung on and looped out into shallow center. Coming in is Fletcher. He can't get it. It drops in for a base hit, and McCoy has the Red Ears' first hit of the game, a flare into shallow center field. He'll take it. The Red Ears will take it. A leadoff man on base here at the top of the third, and now Taylor Trammell will be the hitter. Trammell flied out to center field to open up the ball game. He's 0-for-1. Trammell, 3-for-14 with a homer in his return to the Rainiers. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off. Here's the 0-1 pitch coming from Walston. And it is swung on and hit in the air to left field. Pretty deep. Back is Barossa. And running along the warning track towards the foul pole, he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. And McCoy has to hustle back to first base. So Trammell flies out to the left field corner. One out. And now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. Marlowe was robbed of extra bases by Barossa in the first. Really a great play by the left fielder on a deep fly ball. Well, here's a move to first by Walston, and back in standing up is McCoy. McCoy now tied for third in the league with 15 stolen bases, and he has not been caught. He has his lead. Walston is set. Here's his pitch, and it's off-speed delivery, low and away. A first-pitch changeup to Marlowe. Now the 1-0 pitch coming. And it swung on and pulled to right field. This is well struck. Canzone towards the corner. He can't get it. It lands in foul territory. It hooked and went foul just barely in the corner. And so the count's now even 1-1. Marlowe had a ball his first time up that he hit to the right field corner. But with home run distance, and it hooked and went foul. So one ball, one strike, the count to the Red Ears center fielder today, Cade Marlowe. Here comes the next pitch from the lefty. And it is swung on and popped up foul, and that's out of play on the third base side. 1-2 now. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball called, strike three. Nice curveball from Walston, and Marlowe has struck out. Strikeout number four for the lefty. Two down in the top of the third inning, and now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe struck out looking his first time up. He's 0 for 1. Runner goes, pitches up high, throw down to second base is not in time. McCoy steals it, his 16th steal of the year, and he puts himself in scoring position now. And it's 1-0 to O'Keefe. One oh pitch outside for a ball. 2-0. Two-oh pitch coming from Walston. Swung on, hit well towards center, and Fletcher is there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Maybe a little bit towards the end of the bat when O'Keefe made contact there. Didn't carry as far as I thought it might. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
No score between Tacoma and Reno. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Greater Nevada Field. Diego Castillo making a spot start today out of the Red Ears bullpen, and he's got two innings and has thrown only 21 pitches, so he's going to try to get through the third. He'll face Ali Sanchez, Jake Hager, and Jorge Barroza in the bottom of the third inning. Here's his first pitch to the catcher Sanchez, and it's taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 coming from Castillo, and it's low and away for a ball, 2-1. Sanchez, 26-year-old catcher in his first year for Reno, signed as a minor league free agent with the Diamondbacks this past winter. Castillo's 2-0 pitch is over for a strike, 94-mile-per-hour heater. Count now 2-1. Sanchez batting .283 with three homers. 2-1 pitch. Grounded down the first baseline, a fair ball, and that'll be a base hit for Sanchez. He's taking the turn at first and then stops there as Deloach fires into second base. A leadoff single for Sanchez, and that's the second hit for the Aces tonight. Cooper Hummel was playing far off the line at first with a right-hand hitter up, and Sanchez steered that grounder down the first baseline for a single. So now Jake Hager will be the batter. He's starting at shortstop for Reno today, hitting .256 with three homers. He pitched last night. Pitched a 3-up, 3-down ninth inning in the blowout. Rainier's winning big last night. Pitch to Hager is outside for a ball, 1-0. One-oh pitch, outside to Adele. Castillo's been having trouble throwing strikes with that slider here these last two innings. Here's the 2-0 to Hager. And it's a swing and a miss at a slider, and that'll work for a strike, 2-1. No score, bottom of the third inning. Now the pitch is low. 3-1 to Hager. And Castillo's pitch is on its way. And it's inside, ball four. So a single and a walk, and the first two men have reached base for Reno in the bottom of the third. Hager heads to first base, Sanchez taking second. Jorge Barroza is now the batter. O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to Diego Castillo. Game four of this series is tomorrow night at 6:35. Rainiers are starting Marcus Walden tomorrow against Slade Ciccone for Reno. Darren McCacken starts Saturday for Tacoma. And then Kyle Hart will start on Sunday. Barroza the batter, two on, no one out. Up on the grass at third is Shiner. Barroza squares around, bunts it, foul behind the catcher. And that is strike one. Barroza hitting .255 this season with six homers, 29 runs batted in. Now here's the 0-1 pitch from Castillo, and Barroza not bunting, checks his swing. The pitch is called a strike. A slider that hit the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-2 to Barroza. Now Shiner backs up at third base because Barroza is almost certainly not going to be bunting now. Barroza, 22 years old, one of the younger players in the league, AAA rookie this year. Castillo with the 0-2 pitch, and it swung on and fouled back. Still no balls, two strikes. Castillo trying to put him away. 0-2 pitch, outside for a ball, 1-2. Diego Castillo's 1-2 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air towards center. Marlowe lining it up. He's there, and he makes the catch. Tagging at second and bluffing is Sanchez, but he holds at second base. So there's the first out in the bottom of the third inning. Barroza flies out to center field. Now Dominic Fletcher will be the batter. Rainiers are starting activity in the bullpen. A right-hander beginning to warm. Dominic Fletcher grounded out to shortstop earlier. He's 0-1. And a pitch clock violation was just called on Castillo. So that's ball one. Tyler Driver is warming up in the Tacoma bullpen. Now the pitch taken outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Fletcher. And Castillo's pitch is a swing and a miss and a change. 2-1 now. And Castillo's next pitch is swung on, hit in the air down the left field line, foul, and into the seats down the third baseline here at Greater Nevada Field. Not a big crowd on hand here in Reno, but not a bad crowd either, considering the thunderstorms that rolled through here earlier today and the fact that it's cool. So here's one outside to Barossa, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. And it is a called strike three, and down goes Fletcher as Castillo hit the bottom outside corner with his slider. And that is a big second out of the inning. So Fletcher goes down looking. Castillo with his second strikeout. And he's up to 41 pitches now. Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. Castillo trying to get through three full innings. His pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. There's the 1-0 from Castillo. And it's a swing and a miss. Counts even, 1-1. One-one pitch, grounded sharply past McCoy and into left field, a base hit. Coming to third is Sanchez, he stops there. It's a base hit for Kennedy, and Reno has loaded the bases with two outs for Phillip Evans, their number three man in the lineup. Well, Castillo in a long outing for him, and he may be tiring a bit here, having thrown 44 pitches now. But they're going to give him the chance to end this inning and face Evans and escape the jam. See if he can get it done. Sanchez at third, Hager at second, and Kennedy at first with two outs. Castillo's pitch is inside, and it spins around. Evans almost hit him. That is ball one. So 1-0 the count. Castillo struck out Evans in the first inning, and now Jairo Cuevas calls time, and the Red Ears pitching coach goes out to talk to Diego Castillo. And I think they're going to figure out how they want to pitch to Evans here. Big situation early in this game. Evans a very dangerous hitter. And Castillo and Cuevas having a long chat on the hill. Now the conference breaks up. One ball, no strikes, the count to Phillip Evans. All right, here we go. Bases loaded, two outs. The 1-0 pitch swung on and fouled back. And the count's even now, 1-1. Slider there from Castillo. Now Diego's ready. Here comes the 1-1 pitch on its way, and it is in the dirt and blocked nicely by O'Keefe. Two balls, one strike. So 2-1 the count. Castillo gets the sign, and he's ready to go. Here's the 2-1 pitch. And it swung on and hit sharply into left field, a base hit. To scoring is Sanchez. Hager's coming home as well. The throw to the plate, not in time. And it's a two-run single for Philip Evans. And the Aces draw first blood here at the bottom of the third inning. They lead 2-0. Evans with his 41st and 42nd runs batted into the year. And now John Russell is on his way to the mound, and he's going to make the call to the bullpen and bring in the young right-hander, Tyler Driver, from the bullpen. We'll take a break for this pitching change here in the third. It's Reno 2, Tacoma nothing.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Reno leads Tacoma 2-0. We are in the bottom of the third inning. The Aces have runners at first and second with two outs. And Tristan English, their cleanup hitter, coming to the plate. The Red Ears go to the bullpen, bring in right-hander Tyler Driver for his second appearance in a Red Ears uniform this year. He's worked one scoreless inning. He has spent most of the season with Everett in the Northwest League. He throws a first pitch breaking ball outside to English. That's ball one. Driver drafted out of high school by the Mariners in 2019. Here's his 1-0 pitch on its way. And it is taken up and in. Two balls, no strikes to English. See if Driver can strand these base runners, keep it a 2-0 game. It's behind in the count here, 2-0. And the pitch is a called strike. And that makes it 2-1. Two-one pitch coming. And it is a check swing, foul tip. That's strike two. 91-mile-per-hour fastball from Driver. So he's battled back to even the count here. Driver is ready. Here comes his 2-2 pitch. And it is a breaking ball up high. Full count, 3-2. Well, the runners will be off with the pitch. Kennedy from second and Evans from first. The 3-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three, he got him, and Driver gets out of it. But Reno does score the first runs of the game. Two runs in the inning on three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the fourth inning here at Greater Nevada Field with the score, Reno 2, Tacoma nothing.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Reno leads Tacoma 2-0. We go to the fourth inning of play. Jake Shiner, Zach Deloach, and Cooper Hummel. The scheduled hitters here, the 4, 5, and 6 men in the right ears lineup to face the left-hander Blake Walston. Rainiers with just one hit through the first three innings. They've drawn a couple of walks, though. Shiner struck out his first time up today. He's 0 for 1. Walston with his pitch, and it's a big curve up and away, ball one. We're going to take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in yesterday's action. Now the 1-0 swung on and fouled back, and the count's even now, 1-1. Oklahoma City in first place in the division, getting close to clinching a first-half title. They actually blew a two-run lead in the bottom of the ninth at El Paso last night as Shiner blasts one down the left field line, but it's foul. El Paso got two runs in the bottom of the ninth to tie Oklahoma City 6-6. Luis Liberato, the former Rainier, hit a homer during that ninth inning, and Oklahoma City then won the game in the 10th. Shiner lines one into center, and that's going to drop for a base hit. And he is on to start things off in the fourth. Shiner singles to center field. Second hit of the game for the Red Ears, and now Zach Deloach will be the batter. And that's an 11-game hitting streak for Jake Shiner. Oklahoma City ended up beating El Paso 8-6. Ryan Ward with a two-run double in the top of the 10th for the Oklahoma City Dodgers. Pitch is in for a strike to Deloach. OKC is 25 games over 500 at 42-17. They have a 9-game lead with 16 to go in the first half. Here's a swing and a miss. There's strike two to Deloach. First half champion gets home field advantage in the PCL playoffs. And Oklahoma City has all but locked it up. O2 pitch coming from Walston to Deloach. And it is a breaking ball down low. Some hitting stars for Oklahoma City last night. Jamai Jones was 4 for 5 with a triple and two homers. He drove in three. And Devin Mann had three hits, including his league-leading 23rd double. 1-2 pitch is outside to Deloach, so he evens up the count 2-2. 2-2 pitch coming. Swung on and fouled away. Curveball from Walston, and Deloach able to get a piece of it. Round Rock beat Salt Lake yesterday 11-9 in Salt Lake City. The Express used a 7-run fifth inning to take control of the game, although it was close at the end. Here's the 2-2 now to Deloach. Swung on and fouled off again. Round Rock had homers by Davis Wenzel, who's been hot lately, and Blaine Krim. And the Express tied Reno for second place in the PCL with that win yesterday. Reno and Round Rock 9 games out. 2-2 again to Deloach. And it swung on and fouled off. Still 2-2. Sugar Land beat Albuquerque in Albuquerque 5-4. A Houston Astros outfield prospect named Quincy Hamilton made his AAA debut for Sugar Land yesterday and went 2-for-3 with two homers in his first AAA game. Solo shots. So there's one outside. Full count now to Deloach. They're making Walston throw some pitches. He's up to 65 now in three-plus innings. 3-2, fouled away. So this next pitch is going to be the 10th pitch of this at-bat for Deloach. Shiner at first, no one out. Pitch. A pitch clock violation was called before the pitch was thrown, and that is ball four. But hang on, now all the umpires are going to meet to discuss it. And the first base umpire, the crew chief, comes down the line and says something to the other umpires, and they're going to disregard the pitch clock violation, apparently. And John Russell now wants to know what's going on, because the pitch was indeed thrown to Deloach, and it was a strike in the automated system, but the umpires were all calling time. He shouldn't be out, and he's not out. They're just going to say no pitch, apparently. So the pitch clock violation has been voided. Shiner at first, 3-2, still the count to Deloach. And Walston is ready. And here we go, the 3-2 pitch is on its way. And it is high, ball four. So Deloach draws the walk the traditional way. And he heads down to first base, Shiner takes second. That was a really good plate appearance for Deloach, 10-pitch walk. And now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel struck out looking in the second. And the pitch is swung on and hit well towards center field. Back on the ball is Fletcher. It's over his head and off the fence. And it bounces away from Fletcher. Everyone's going to be running for a while. Shiner scores. Deloach scores. Hummel is at third, standing up, and he's held there as the throw finally gets back into the infield. And it's a 2-run triple for Cooper Hummel. And the Red Ears have tied up this ball game 2-2. That ball was crushed to straightaway center field. It hit halfway up the tall wall in center here in Reno. It's about 25 feet tall out there. And from the left field foul pole to center, and then it gets short down to a 8-foot fence in right field. Here's the first pitch with the infield in now to Adam Engel, and it's taken for a ball. So the Red Ears tie it up on the 2-run triple by Hummel, his second triple of the season. Big hit for the Red Ears right there to even the score. And now Engel at the plate. The 1-0 pitch. High for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Swung on and popped up on the infield. Kennedy, the second baseman's under it, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Engel pops up, and Hummel still standing at third now with one out. And Pat Valleca is coming to the plate. Valleca flied to center in the second inning. And the pitch is swung on, and that's popped up. And again, Kennedy on the right side makes the catch, and two men are out. So with a runner at third and no one out, the next two hitters both pop up on the infield, and Hummel still standing there at third base with Mason McCoy come to the plate now. McCoy singled into center field his first time up. Ali Sanchez, the catcher for Reno, is using a mound visit here. He's going to go talk to Walston. Both Engel and Valleca popping up to second. Engel on the second pitch, Valleca on the first. One other game in the PCL yesterday. Las Vegas beat Sacramento 8-5 as Cody Thomas and Tyler Soderstrom each hit their 13th homer of the year. Soderstrom's was a three-run shot. Luis Matos had two hits and a homer for Sacramento. Here's the pitch to McCoy, and it is taken for a ball, 1-0. Matos, the subject of a feature article in the on the website The Athletic today. So now the 1-0 pitch down low to Adele. Matos, the 21-year-old outfielder for Sacramento, who had 16 hits last week at Cheney Stadium for the Rivercats against Tacoma. And there are a couple of Tacoma references in the story. Here's a swing and a drive towards center. Well hit. Fletcher on the run at the track, and he makes the catch for the final out. Mason McCoy driving it to deep right center, but Fletcher with a nice play out there for the final out here in the top of the fourth inning. Right here's tied up, two runs on two hits, no errors, and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the fourth, Tacoma 2, Reno 2.
One of the nation's top children's hospital, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Two-two tie here in Reno. And P.J. Higgins leading off the bottom of the fourth, and Tyler Driver starts him off with a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 on its way, and it is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Next pitch is a breaking ball down low. Well, Joe Adele leads the Pacific Coast League with 18 homers. He got called up by the Angels yesterday and is in the lineup today. And he homered in his first at-bat of the season in the big leagues. Sears went inside to Higgins. So Adele going deep in the American League. Actually, it's an interleague game today. They're playing the Cubs. Here's a pop-up on the right side, and that's caught by Valleca. A couple steps onto the outfield grass, and one man is out at the bottom of the fourth inning. And now Dominic Canzone will be the batter. Canzone singled to center in the second inning and tried to stretch it into a double, and that did not work. He got thrown out by Cade Marlowe. There's the pitch to Canzone from Driver, and it's down low for a ball. And the pitch is outside to Adele. Pitch, check, swing, he went. Now here's one down low. Three balls, one strike. And the pitch is lined into right. That's going to get down for a base hit. Over to pick up the ball is DeLoach. Canzone will hold at first this time. So he has his second hit of the game. There's a man on with one out at the bottom of the fourth. And now Ali Sanchez will be the batter. Sanchez has singled and scored. Tyler Driver with the pitch, and it's a swing and a foul straight into the ground at the plate. There's strike one. Driver came in last inning with two on and two out, facing the cleanup hitter, Tristan English, and he struck him out on a 3-2 curveball. Now Driver with the 0-1 pitch on its way. And that's lined towards left field, but barely having to move is Adam Engel, and he makes the catch for out number two. So Sanchez lines out to left field. Two away for Jake Hager. Hager walked and scored in the third inning. Driver ready. And the pitch is swung on and popped up on the right side. A foul ball. Hummel over by the railing and can't get it. It's in the seats. Out of play. Strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch coming to Hager. Well, Driver steps off and makes a pickoff move to first, and Canzone's back in standing up. 0-1 pitch, swung on, tap to the right side. Valleca has to range to his left to pick it up, and he throws to first and gets Hager for the final out of the inning. And Driver works a scoreless bottom of the fourth. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left on. We go to the fifth inning. Tacoma and Reno are tied up 2-2.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Right now you're thinking, Comparian? Never heard of them. We know. We also know that you have no idea that Comparian Insurance Agents are local and provide expert advice. So to help it stick, we're going to say local agent four times in the next 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Our local agents know you and your community. Our local agents offer insurance from top carriers. Our local agents have minty fresh breath.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com. Comparian Insurance Agency. Local agents. Expert advice.
And there's number four.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
Well, we go to the fifth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Reno 2. And top of the order coming up for the Red Ears. Taylor Trammell, Cade Marlowe, and Brian O'Keefe to bat here. Trammell has flied out in both of his plate appearances so far. 0-for-2 in this one. He's facing the lefty, Blake Walston. Walston has thrown 75 pitches through four innings. And the pitch to Trammell is taken low and away for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, swung on and hit high in the air towards left center. And ranging back is Fletcher at the track. The left fielder comes across and makes the catch, Barossa. And there's the first out in the top of the fifth. Cade Marlowe will be the next batter. Reno loaded the bases with two outs in the third, and Phillip Evans hit a two-run single. The Red Ears had two on and no one out in the fourth, and Cooper Hummel hit a two-run triple. And then he was at third with no one out, and he got stranded there. First pitch to Marlowe, called a strike. Next offering from Walston, breaking ball down low. One ball, one strike. Mariners off today. They are back in action tomorrow, facing the Angels. 1-1 pitch in there for a strike. Premium pitching matchup tomorrow night in Anaheim with Luis Castillo going against Shohei Ohtani. And the game is on one of those, it can only be watched on one of those MLB exclusive streaming events. So the next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Marlowe has struck out. Talk about unfortunate for baseball fans. Mariners fans, you can't watch Castillo against Ohtani en route. You have to have a subscriber-only streaming service. I don't even know which one, it doesn't matter. Maybe you have it and can watch it. Breaking ball to O'Keefe in there for a called strike. Going one the count. Next pitch coming. Down low for a ball. One ball, one strike to O'Keefe. And Walston's pitch is down and in. Two balls, one strike. O'Keefe came into play today, hitting 309 against left-hand pitching, but Walston's gotten him out twice. 2-1 pitch, breaking ball, misses outside, ball three. This one is outside, ball four. O'Keefe takes his walk. He heads down to first base. Fourth walk issued by Walston. And now Jake Shiner is the batter. Shiner one for two with a single and a run scored. And the pitch from Walston is swung on, hit in the air to right field, and Canzone tracking it, and he's under it and makes the catch, and that's the final out here in the top of the fifth inning. Shiner flies out to right, not particularly deep. No runs, hits or errors, one man left. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth, Tecoma 2, Reno 2.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tecoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Call Provac for your hydro excavation needs. Hydro excavation is a safe, environmentally friendly method of digging around underground utilities and is traditionally used for exposing utilities, potholing, trenching, and more. Because hydro excavation does not require a staging area or dump trucks, it can be performed in condensed urban areas and in most cases without trench entry. Why Provac? When put against our competitors, Provac saves time and money again and again.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Two-two tie. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Greater Nevada Field. Number nine hitter Jorge Barrosa to lead off the bottom of the fifth. The switch hitter facing the right ears reliever Tyler Driver in just his second AAA game of the year. And he's been in there for 1 1/3 scoreless so far. Here's his pitch to Barrosa, and it is taken down low for a ball. 1-0. Now the 1-0 from Driver is outside. Next pitch in for a called strike.
12, Tyler Gilbert now throwing in the Reno Aces bullpen. 12, Tyler Gilbert now throwing in the Reno Aces.
2-1 to Barrosa. Now a swing and a fly ball towards left. And in a few steps his angle, and he's under it, and he makes the catch. And one man is out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Barrosa flies out to left field. Lineup turns over, and Dominic Fletcher will be the hitter. And the pitch to Fletcher hit up the middle, and it hits the pitcher. Ball's picked up by O'Keefe. It's going to be an infield single for Fletcher, and now everyone checking on Tyler Driver, who gets up on his feet and is trying to walk it off. It was a liner back through the box, and it hit Driver, and they are checking on him now. It got him. It scraped his right forearm and then hit him in the right side. That's the way it appeared anyway on the replay. He's kind of stretching out there, and he's going to throw a practice pitch here and try to stay in the game. Interesting. Fans give him a nice warm applause here in Reno. We saw this last night, too, as Mason McCoy hit a liner that hit Luis Frias in the rib cage in the seventh inning, and Frias stayed in the game. In fact, he retired the next four batters he faced. So Driver, through his practice pitch, says he's all right. He's going to stay in. So one out and a runner at first for Buddy Kennedy. And the pitch to Kennedy misses for a ball. Now a toss to first, and back in safely is Fletcher. One oh pitch is up high for a ball, 2-0. So 2-0 now. And the next pitch is a curve in there for a called strike. Here comes his 2-1 pitch to Buddy Kennedy. And it's another breaking ball, and this one's inside. 3-1. This next pitch will be Driver's 30th of his outing tonight. Here comes the 3-1. Runner goes. It's up high, ball four. So Fletcher takes second, and Kennedy draws the walk. Two on, one out for Phillip Evans, who hit the two-run single for Reno's runs back in the third inning. Evans, 1-for-2 in this game. There's action in the bullpen, but not Tacoma's bullpen. It's in Reno's bullpen. They have left-hander Tyler Gilbert warming up. Here's the pitch to Evans, and it's a breaking ball up and in. Driver would love to get a double play ball here. Pitch is inside with a fastball, and it's 2-0, and O'Keefe is going to go to the mound and talk to Driver for a minute. So they're having a chat. Umpire breaks up the conversation. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Outside, ball three. A walk would load him up for English, the cleanup hitter. Three balls, no strikes to Phillip Evans. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike. It's 3-1. Two-two tie in the fifth. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Evans, and it is outside and low, ball four. So Fletcher takes third, Kennedy down to second, and Evans has the walk. The bases are loaded with one out for Tristan English. English was the first batter Driver faced today when he came in the third with two on and two out, and he struck him out on a full count pitch. Now he's up with the bases loaded and one out. The pitch is swung on and fouled off the catcher's gear. And that's strike one. So 0-1 the count to English. Plate umpire walks the new baseball out to the mound to give O'Keefe a moment to recover from that foul tip. English ahead in the count, 0-1. Here we go. His next delivery to English is fouled away. So driver ahead in the count now, 0-2. This is a wrong side of the road matchup. English driver. Here comes the 0-2 on its way to Tristan English outside with a breaking ball. One ball, two strikes. Now driver's next pitch. Swung on and hit in the air down the right field line. Foul. Hummel chasing, as is Deloach. And Hummel tries a running catch in foul territory and can't come up with it. He was up against the rail as well, and he sprawled into that netting that separates the front row from the field of play. Right ears have started some bullpen activity with the right-hander Nolan Blackwood warming up. Driver ready. Here's his 1-2, and it's a fastball outside. Two balls, two strikes. Right here, still playing for a double play ball in the infield. The 2-2 is swung on and fouled back, and it's still two balls, two strikes. So an even count. And the 2-2 is swung on and pulled foul down the third baseline. Tristan English getting a steady diet of curveballs from Driver. Driver's up to 42 pitches now. Here's the 2-2 again to English, and it's swung on, hit in the air to center, and back is Marlowe. He makes the catch for the second out of the inning. All the runners tag up, and scoring from third base is Fletcher. Everyone else moves up as well. Kennedy to third and Evans to second. It's a 3-2 lead for Reno. Sacrifice fly for Tristan English to give him the lead. And now runners are at second and third with two outs for P.J. Higgins. Higgins is 0-2 today with a line out and a pop-up. I'm going to stick with Driver for another hitter. And his pitch is swung on and popped up towards the shallow center. And Marlowe is there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over, and Driver gets out of it with just the one run scoring. One run for Reno on one hit. There were no errors. And two runners left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It's Reno 3, Tacoma 2.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the sixth inning. It's Reno 3, Tecoma 2. New pitcher for the Aces, left-hander Tyler Gilbert is in from the bullpen. Blake Walston is done after five innings. He allowed three hits and two runs, which were earned. He walked four and struck out five. So Gilbert comes in. And Gilbert is appearing in his 14th game for Reno, 4-3 with a 6.35 ERA. And the pitch to Zach Deloach is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Gilbert's a long reliever and spot starter. He's making his 10th relief appearance today. He's also had four starts. Next pitch fouled away, 1-1. And he's made spot starts in the big leagues for the Diamondbacks in the past and famously threw a no-hitter in 2021. In the big leagues. Here's his 1-1 pitch to Deloach, and it's lined towards left, and that's going to drop for a base hit. Zach Deloach is on for his third time today with an opposite field single. First two trips to the plate, he walked. This time, he singles to left. And Deloach is aboard for Cooper Hummel. Hummel, 1-for-2 with that two-run triple in the fourth. And Gilbert's pitch is taken at the D's for a called strike. It's 0-1. Coming. And this is over for a strike. It's 0-2. O-2 pitch coming. Inside, and it hit him. And Hummel will head down to first base, and Deloach takes second. And the Red Deers have two on with no one out for Adam Engel. His pitch was down and in, and it hit Hummel on his right foot as he was trying to step out of the way. So Tacoma's got a little something cooking here with two on and no one out. Adam Engel is 0-for-1 in this game with a walk and a pop-up. Here's the pitch, and it is a fastball outside. 1-0 the count. Now Gilbert with his next pitch, and there's a swing and a miss. Counts even now, 1-1. Angle waving the bat back and forth. And the pitch is down and in for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Two-one pitch is cranked down the left field line, hooking towards the corner. It's deep, and it is fair, says the umpire, and I think he just blew the call. But the Red Deers have a three-run home run as Adam Engel yanks it down the left field line. There's going to be a big argument. Blake Lawley walking out. He's going to get the umpires to meet up, I think. Engel rounds the bases. I saw the ball this time, guys. It was foul. I think that this is going to be coming back, but hopefully not. And Blake Lawley's arguing with the plate umpire, James Jean, who had the call and waved it fair because the third base umpire was out in the middle of the diamond with the two runners on. And so Lawley arguing, and wow, he didn't get him to meet up and discuss it. The call stands. It is indeed a three-run home run for Adam Engel, and the Raiders have taken the lead here at the top of the sixth inning, 5-2. And I've got a replay here in the booth, but on the replay, you can't really pick up the ball, or I can't anyway. But I thought I saw it go foul. Engel, though, with the three-run homer. We'll take it. That's his first homer as a Rainier. And his third in the PCL this year. He had a couple for El Paso on a rehab assignment early in the season. Wow, what a break for Tacoma. And the pitch is swung on and popped up into shallow right. Back is Kennedy in his Canzone, and Canzone makes the catch. And there is the first out at the top of the sixth inning. So Valleca retired on the pop-up. Now Mason McCoy is the hitter. Mason McCoy stands in, and the pitch is in there for a strike. I cannot see in the Rainiers dugout from my post here at Greater Nevada Field. I can see into the Reno dugout, but not the visiting dugout. So there's a pitch for a strike. So I'm curious to see what the player's reaction is right now. No balls, two strikes to McCoy. One out, no one on. And the next pitch is waved at and missed. And McCoy has struck out for the second out of the inning. So two down, and now Taylor Trammell will hit. Gilbert with the pitch to Trammell, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. One-oh pitch on its way, and there's a swing and a miss, 1-1. Trammell has flied out to the warning track twice, and he's actually flied out in all three of his at-bats. One of them didn't reach the warning track. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Gilbert. And this one's hit in the air to left field and deep. And going back on the ball is Barossa. And at the warning track, he makes the catch, a step in front of the fence. And that is the final out of the inning. A third warning track flyout to the opposite field for Trammell in this game. But the Raiders take the lead. Three runs in the sixth on two hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tacoma 5, Reno 3.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Five-three, Tacoma leads Reno. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tyler Driver has been in there for 2 1/3 innings. And while the Red Ears do have action in the bullpen behind him, they have sent Driver out there to begin the sixth, and he'll face Dominic Canzone. Canzone's 2 for 2 with a pair of singles. And the pitch to Canzone is over for a called strike, curveball. 0-1 the count. Next pitch from Driver. Up and away. 1-1. Adam Engel with the go-ahead 3-run homer at the top of this inning. His first homer is a Rainier. Now Canzone hits one in the air to left center, ranging over his angle, but he can't get this. It's going to take a bounce on the warning track and hit the fence, and ending up at second base with his third hit of the game is Canzone. So a leadoff double in the bottom of the sixth. That's the first extra base hit for Reno today. And now Ali Sanchez is the batter. Sanchez 1 for 2 with a single and a line out so far today. Right-handed batter. And Driver's pitch is a check swing foul tip. That's strike one. We'll take a look at our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Games from last night around the farm system. As the pitch to Sanchez is driven towards the left field corner, deep and back and gone. A two-run homer for Ali Sanchez, and we are tied up. It is 5-5. Ali Sanchez with his fourth homer of the year for Reno. And he evens this game up as each team has now hit a homer down the left field line in the sixth inning. This one was clearly fair. It hit the top of the fence and went over. Jake Hager is the batter. John Russell's going to go get Driver. They tried to get a little more out of him, and it didn't work. They're going to go to the bullpen here and bring in a fresh arm. So we'll take a break here for a pitching change at the bottom of the sixth inning with the score, Tacoma 5, Reno 5.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
We've got a 5-5 tie here in Reno, Tacoma and the Aces. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Nolan Blackwood, takes over to face Jake Hager with the bases empty and no one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. And the first pitch from Blackwood to Hager is in there for a called strike. Driver went 2 1/3 innings, allowed 4 hits and 3 runs all earned. He walked 2 and struck out 1. Blackwood's 0-1 pitch swung on and bounced foul third base side. This is Blackwood's 21st appearance. He's 1-1 with a 6.75 ERA. Submariner. Here's his 0-2 pitch to Hager, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike 3, and Blackwood got him with an off-speed pitch, and there's the first out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Blackwood gets the strikeout. And now Jorge Barrosa will be the batter. Barrosa's 0-2 with a couple of flyouts. And the pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Oh, one pitch coming. Down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. All right, let's get to that Mariner Farm Report now that we were threatening to do before the break. 1-1 pitch is hit in the air towards right center. This is struck well into the gap, and it's going to get down for extra bases for Barrosa. He can really fly. He's around second and on his way to third, and he is in there with a stand-up triple, his third triple of the year. And Reno has the go-ahead runner at third base with one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. So Jorge Barrosa triples to the gap in right center. And now Dominic Fletcher is the batter. Mariners double-A team, the Arkansas Travelers, is playing a series against the Dodgers Tulsa affiliate in Tulsa, Oklahoma this week. They had a kind of crazy extra inning game yesterday. Infield in, and the pitch is low to Fletcher, ball one. Arkansas and Tulsa got to the end of the ninth inning, tied up 7-7. So now the 1-0 pitch is bounced towards first. A foul ball, says the first base umpire. And it is simply a strike to Fletcher, and the count is even 1-1. Each team scored a run in the 10th to make it 8-8 yesterday in Tulsa. And then in the 11th inning, the Mariners Arkansas affiliate scored 7 runs in the top of the 11th inning. They ended up winning the game 15-9 in 11 innings. That is not a score you normally see for an 11-inning game. 1-1 pitch inside for a ball, 2-1. Arkansas, a big game from outfielder Isaiah Gilliam. He was 4-for-6 with a homer and 4 runs batted in. And infielder Logan Warmoth was 3-for-4 with 2 homers and 4 runs batted in. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike 2. The Mariners double-A team now 15 games over 500 at 34-19. Next pitch is low, ball 3. Three balls, 2 strikes, runner at third. Blackwood's pitch swung on, hit off of Blackwood's mitt and threw into center field, a base hit. And scoring from third is Barrosa. Fletcher has a single. And Reno has its lead again. It is 6-5 Aces. This was a liner back through the box, and Blackwood got glove on it, and it skimmed off the leather and went through into center field. So Fletcher with the RBI single. He's at first with one out, and now Buddy Kennedy is the batter. A couple of interesting results from the lower levels of the farm system yesterday, too, the Class A levels, as the pitch is swung on and fouled away by Kennedy. This one wasn't a positive result. The Aqua Sox up in Everett had a 5-3 lead over Vancouver, the Blue Jays affiliate, after eight innings. And then in the ninth, Vancouver scored five runs and won the game 8-5. Big game for the shortstop, though, for Everett. So there's a breaking ball in there for a strike. We will never fail to mention it when Axel Sanchez does something good, because how can you not love Axel Sanchez? He doubled and homered yesterday and drove in four runs. So here's a fly ball to left center. And over is Marlowe. And he makes the catch for the second out at the bottom of the sixth inning. And now Phillip Evans will hit. Our guy Axel Sanchez, though, even with a big game yesterday, is hitting just 198. We need him to get that average up, because we need Axel Sanchez to be a Rainier. I'm not saying right now. Year or two from now is fine, but someday we have to have Axel Sanchez at shortstop. Now a toss to first, and back in with a dive is Fletcher. And Modesto, the Mariners' low A team, scored two runs in the bottom of the ninth to beat the Dodgers affiliate Rancho Cucamonga in the California League 2-1. Pitch to Evans is in there for a strike. Great start for Modesto's Shaden Peavyhouse, who allowed one run in 7 2/3 innings. Next pitch is in there for a strike. He got no decision, though. The Modesto team didn't score until the bottom of the ninth, and then they won the game in classic low A ball fashion, tying the score on a bases loaded walk and scoring the winning run on a fielding error by the first baseman. There goes the runner. Blackwood steps off, throws to Valleca, who puts a tag on Fletcher for the final out of the inning. He broke way too soon, and Blackwood just stepped off and turned and threw to the second baseman for the out, and now out arguing is the Modesto third base coach, Mark Reed, arguing with the umpire about the call at second base. He went out there instead of the manager, Lolly, but the out is recorded. Fletcher caught stealing, 1-4 on the play. But Reno scores three runs in the inning on four hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the seventh inning. Reno 6, Tacoma 5.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Top of the seventh inning in Reno. Aces 6, Red Ears 5. Cade Marlowe leading things off has already seen two pitches now. Two balls, no strikes. The count to Marlowe against the left-hander Tyler Gilbert. Now the 2-0 pitch is swung on and fouled away, and it's 2-1. They announced between innings the Reno manager, Blake Lawley, was ejected by the third base umpire, Reed Bassner, as here's a liner to third and is caught by Evans. And that had happened in between the top of the sixth and the bottom of the sixth inning. And it was not a case, I didn't see it, which means that he did not go on the field. Lawley was ejected from the dugout for yelling something at Bassner. So that is why Mark Reed, the third base coach, who is now the acting manager, was out there arguing the final play of the sixth inning. Pitch to O'Keefe in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. It all started with that three-run homer that Engel hit that may have actually been a foul ball. So there's a pitch in for a strike, 0-2. Although opinions are mixed as to whether it was fair or foul. I asked a couple people. As here's one that misses for a ball, 1-2. When we were in the commercial break, and some people said they thought it was fair, and others said they thought it was foul. So I thought I saw it go foul, but others agree and others disagree. There's a check swing. That's strike three. O'Keefe has struck out. Two men gone in the top of the seventh. And now Jake Shiner will be the batter. So Shiner, 1-for-3 at the plate with a run scored and a single. And he takes up high for a ball. Two outs, top of the seventh. One-run game in Reno. 1-0 pitch is over for a strike, and it's 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, check swing, foul tip, and Shiner's behind in the count, 1-2. One-two delivery is smashed foul on the first base side. Still one ball, two strikes. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and Gilbert retires the Red Ears in order here in the seventh inning. First time the Red Ears have gone down in order since the very first inning of this game. Three up, three down. We have reached the stretch here in Reno. Aces leading Tacoma by a score of 6-5.
Progressive Insurance protects people's cars, homes, and other vehicles. But if you've ever seen our commercials or even just heard our name, you probably already knew that. What you may not know is that we support Humble Design, a nonprofit that furnishes homes for families and veterans emerging from homelessness. Because a little help goes a long way. And a lot of help. Well, you get the idea. Now, if you already knew all of this about Progressive Insurance, we're impressed. We'll have to find something else cool to tell you next time. Find out more about how we're dedicated to our customers and communities at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here in Reno. We go to the bottom of the seventh. The Aces leading the right here 6-5. Phillip Evans leading things off. And the pitch from Nolan Blackwood is lined into left field for a clean base hit. And Evans has his second hit of the game on the first pitch here in the bottom of the seventh inning. So Evans singles to left. He has reached three times today. And now Tristan English is the batter. English is 0-for-1 with a walk, a strikeout, and a sac fly. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now here comes the 0-1 pitch from Blackwood, and this is lined into right field, and that's a problem. Racing into the alley to go cut it off is DeLoach. Evans is going to second. The throw comes into second base, and stopping at first is English. So Evans goes all the way to third. Runners are at the quarters with nobody out. Back-to-back singles for the Aces start the bottom of the seventh inning, and now P.J. Higgins will be the batter. Higgins is 0-for-3 in this one. Now the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to right, and DeLoach has this one. Might be deep enough. He makes the catch. Evans tags. Here's the throw, and it comes into second instead of home as Evans scores, and the Aces make it a 7-5 lead on the sac fly off the bat of P.J. Higgins. Blackwood, the submariner, is not getting ground balls. Here's Dominic Canzone. He's 3-for-3 today. And the pitch to Canzone is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now turning a throw to first by Blackwood, and back in safely is English. Now the pitch misses for a ball. Foul out of play.
Tonight's attendance, 3,505.3505 for tonight's attendance.
2-1 the count. And Blackwood's pitch is fouled away. Two pitch, grounded back to the mound. This could be two. Blackwood to McCoy, on to Hummel. There's two. They turn it, the double play to wrap up the bottom of the seventh inning. Blackwood gets his grounder right back to him and starts the 1-6-3 double play to close out the inning. But Reno adds a run on two hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the eighth inning. It's Reno 7, Tacoma 5.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, we go to the eighth inning. Rainier is down by two. It's Reno 7, Tacoma 5. Rainiers will send Zach Deloach, Cooper Hummel, and Adam Engel to the plate here at the top of the eighth against Tyler Gilbert, who, after allowing the three-run homer to Engel in the sixth, he has retired six straight Tacoma hitters. The lefty's pitch to Deloach is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count to Zach Deloach, who has reached base all three times today with two walks and a single, and he has scored two runs. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and he's behind at the count now, 0-2. He steps out of the batter's box to think about the situation. Looks like first place Oklahoma City lost today, so team's picking up ground on them. Series of foul by Deloach, still 0-2. Round Rock won at Salt Lake, so they're now eight games back with 15 to go in the first half race. Reno entered play today tied with Round Rock in second, and obviously the outcome of this one is still in question, but Deloach takes a pitch at the knees for a called strike three, and he has made an out for the first time today. Gilbert with his fourth strikeout, and now Cooper Hummel will be the batter. Hummel's one for two with a two-run triple back in the fourth, hit by a pitch and scored in the sixth. And the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Gilbert now ready, and the 1-0 is high. Two balls, no strikes. Rainiers need to start getting some base runners. Only down two. In Reno, this is a place where big comebacks could happen. Two runs is very possible. Next pitch is down low, ball three. So 3-0 to Hummel. And the pitch is in for a strike, 3-1. Three-one pitch, outside, ball four. So Hummel draws a one-out walk, and now Adam Engel will be the batter. So the Rainiers get the tying run up to the plate here in the form of Engel, who hit that disputed three-run homer down the left field line. And now the whole infield gathers to talk to Gilbert, and now the pitching coach, Doug Drabeck, jogs out there as well. Both teams have bullpen activity right now. The Aces are warming up a right-hander, and so are the Rainiers. Riley O'Brien warming up in the Tacoma bullpen.
Now throwing in the Reno bullpen, number 22, Justin Martinez.
Justin Martinez, the 100-mile-per-hour reliever, is warming up for the Aces. Well, here we go. Engel stands in. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Right, here's down 7-5. Have a runner at first with one out in the top of the eighth inning. Tyler Gilbert on the hill for the Aces. He's been in there for 2 1/3. Here's his 1-0 pitch to Engel, and it is inside for a ball. Gilbert's pitch count is at 42. Pitch coming, and this is lined the other way down the right field line, and it's going to drop for a base hit, going to second, and stopping there is Hummel. It's a single to right for Engel, and Tacoma has the tying runners on base with one out at the top of the eighth inning, and Pat Valleca now coming to the plate. That's going to do it for Gilbert. Mark Reed now managing after the Blake Lawley ejection. He makes the walk out to the mound and is going to make the call to the bullpen, and he's going to bring in some serious heat in the form of 21-year-old right-hander Justin Martinez. So we'll take a break for this pitching change. We're in the top of the eighth inning, 2 on, 1 out. It's Reno 7, Tacoma 5.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We're in the top of the eighth inning. It is the Reno Aces leading the Tacoma right here 7-5, but Tacoma has runners at first and second base with one out. Pat Valleca coming to the plate. Reno has brought in hard-throwing right-hander Justin Martinez, who is in his 20th appearance, 1-0 with a 5.23 ERA. Throws very hard but is wild. 20 and two-thirds innings. He has struck out 29 but walked 22. First pitch, a double steal. The pitch is low. Throw to third, and they got Hummel at third base for the second out of the inning. My goodness. Caught stealing for out number two. Going on the first pitch. Engel took second. But that's a big out on the bases right there. And now two down and a runner at second base. 1-0 the count to Engel, and the pitch is a fastball at 98 on the gun, and it misses for ball two. Two balls, no strikes to Valleca. Two oh pitch outside, ball three. Another 98. It's not warmed up yet. He is hit 101, 102. 3-0 to Valleca. McCoy on deck. And Martinez's 3-0 pitch is outside, ball four. So a four-pitch walk. And runners at first and second with two outs for McCoy. Man, that cut stealing hurt. McCoy is 1-for-3. Singled back in the third inning. Two on, two out. Martinez's pitch dips down low with a slider, ball one. Martinez, 21 years old, from the Dominican Republic. Here's the 1-0 pitch to McCoy, down low, 2-0. He's hitting 98 with each and every fastball, and none of them are strikes. And he has thrown six pitches and six balls. So two on, two out for McCoy, who's ahead of the count 2-0. Ali Sanchez in a long talk with his pitcher out on the mound right now, and now the Reno catcher heads back behind the dish. McCoy back in the batter's box now. Two balls, no strikes. Engel at second, Valleca at first. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike. 99 on the gun. 2-1. McCoy was just going to take until a strike was thrown, and now that has happened. And the count now 2-1. Martinez comes set. Here's his pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. There's 100. Counts even, 2-2. McCoy calls time and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Two on, two out, two balls, two strikes. Justin Martinez with his pitch, and it swung on and hit the other way and threw into right field, a base hit, and angles around third. He's going to score. Going to second and stopping there is Valleca. It's an RBI single for Mason McCoy, hitting a 100-mile-per-hour fastball the other way into right field for an RBI single. It is 7-6, and Tacoma has two on with two outs for Taylor Trammell. McCoy with his 28th run batted into the season. And the pitch to Trammell is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Trammell's 0-for-4 with four flyouts, three of which have been caught on the warning track by the left fielder. 1-0 pitch to Trammell, grounded hard right to the shortstop, but fielded by Hager, and he throws out Trammell at first, wrapping up the top of the eighth inning. Right here's get one run in the inning. There were two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. We go now to the bottom of the eighth. It is Reno 7, Tacoma 6.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. you want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the bottom of the 8th inning. Reno leading Tacoma 7-6. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Riley O'Brien, comes in to work the bottom of the 8th. They'll face Ali Sanchez, Jake Hager, and Jorge Barrosa. O'Brien in relief of Nolan Blackwood. O'Brien's first pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Blackwood went 2 innings, allowed 4 hits and 2 runs. They were earned. No walks, 1 strikeout. Now O'Brien with his 1-0 delivery to Sanchez, and this is a fastball outside. This is Riley's 19th appearance, 1-2 with a 0.81 ERA, has a couple of saves, 35 strikeouts in just 22 and a third innings. There's the 2-0 pitch, and it is in at the knees for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Two-one pitch, outside, ball 3. So 3 balls, 1 strike, and Sanchez calls time and steps out of the batter's box. Three-one pitch is hit well to center field. Back on the ball is Marlowe at the fence, and it's off the wall. Marlowe plays the bounce and fires it into second base, and sliding in safely ahead of the throw is Ali Sanchez. It's a leadoff double here in the bottom of the 8th inning. So Sanchez doubles off the center field wall, and now Jake Hager will be the batter. Well, a longtime Pacific Coast League owner passed away today. Not a current owner in this league, but a man who spent many years involved in Pacific Coast League baseball. Dave Elmore was the owner of the Colorado Springs franchise for all those years. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Hager. And the leader of the Elmore Sports Group. And they currently own San Antonio, which was in the PCL in 2019, but is now a double-A club. So the 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball, 1-1. Elmore, 89 years old. 1-1 pitch to Hager from O'Brien, and it's grounded foul. Third base side, 1-2 the count. So 1-2 to Jake Hager. O'Brien trying to put him away. Here's his pitch, and it is a fastball bounced foul on the third base side. And it is still 1-2. Now O'Brien comes set. Here's his 1-2 pitch. And it's outside. 2-2. Here comes the 2-2. Swung on and pulled. Fair ball down the third baseline. That's going to be extra bases into the corner. Sanchez scores from second, and in at second base with a double and an RBI is Jake Hager. And Reno now leads 8-6. Back-to-back doubles in the eighth. The Aces add an insurance run, and there's still nobody out in this inning. Now Jorge Barrosa will be the batter. Barrosa, the switch hitter, is 1-for-3 with a triple. And this is down and in for a ball, 1-0. Pitch, bounce to the right side, a chopper fielded by Valleca, and he throws to first and gets Barrosa for the first out in the bottom of the eighth. But Hager moves up. He's at third now with one out. And the Rainiers are going to have to bring the infield in with the leadoff man Dominic Fletcher coming to the plate. Fletcher's 2-for-4 with two singles, a run scored, and an RBI. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. Infield way in, and the pitch is grounded foul down the first baseline. Counts now 1-1. So one ball, one strike. And O'Brien with the pitch. And this is down and in. 2-1. Two-one delivery, swung on and fouled away. 96-mile-per-hour fastball. Two and two the count. O'Brien could really use a strikeout here. Hager at third with one out, and the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to left. Coming in on the ball as Engel reaches out and makes the catch. Tagging at third is Hager. Here's the throw from Engel. It's in time. The tag is applied by O'Keefe, and it's a double play. Perfect throw from Adam Engel. One hop on the money to O'Keefe for the tag. And that wraps up the bottom of the eighth inning, a 7-2 double play. But a run scores for the Aces on two hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the ninth. The Red Ears need a rally. It's Reno 8, Tacoma 6.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
ProVac is ready to help you when you need us most. As experts in advanced industrial stormwater and sewer system maintenance, we have solutions for any size job. Our experienced and highly trained personnel specialize in hydro excavation, stormwater management, vacuum sweeping, full grouting, seal and repair services, pipeline jetting, as well as cable TV pipe inspections. With one of the largest fleets, we have proudly served customers, large and small, throughout the United States for more than 30 years, and we look forward to serving you.
On we go to the ninth inning. Reno 8, Tacoma 6. The Red Ears are going to try to rally here against the hard-throwing Justin Martinez, who faced three hitters in the eighth inning. Cade Marlowe leads things off, and the first pitch is a fastball outside, ball one. Marlowe 0 for 4 today. He'll be followed by Brian O'Keefe and Jake Shiner. Here's the next pitch to Marlowe. It's down and in. And the count goes to two balls, no strikes. Martinez faced three hitters in the eighth, a walk, a single, and a ground out. Now a swing and a foul back by Marlowe. Count goes to 2-1. Marlowe has lined out. He's flied out to deep left with the outfielder making a great catch. This one's ball three. So he's ahead of the count. Three balls, one strike. Martinez is ready. Here's his 3-1 pitch, and it's a fastball outside. Ball four. Marlowe draws the leadoff walk, and the Red Ears immediately get the tying run to the batter's box here in the ninth inning with Brian O'Keefe coming to the plate. He's 0 for 3 with a walk today. That walk that Marlowe just drew, the seventh drawn by Tacoma batters today. First pitch to O'Keefe's inside for a ball. Now Martinez is ready. And the 1-0 pitch is inside. Two balls, no strikes. Shiner on deck. Deloach is after him. Two balls, no strikes to O'Keefe, and the pitch is inside, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Three oh pitch coming, and it is a fastball in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. O'Keefe taking all the way. Now he'll look to be more aggressive. Marlowe with a modest lead at first. The 3-1 pitch. Inside, ball four. Back-to-back walks start the ninth inning, and Tacoma has the tying runners on base with no one out for Shiner. We're going to get a pinch runner at first base. Kian Wong goes to run for O'Brien, representing the tying run. And the pitching coach, Drabeck, goes out to the mound. And he's going to talk things over with Martinez. Conference on the mound breaks up. So two on. Matt Marlowe at second, Wong at first. This is good speed on the bases here. As Shiner gets ready to hit. He's 1-for-4 today with a single back in the fourth inning. Martinez is ready. Here's his pitch, and it's a first pitch breaking ball in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch is up and in. Another off-speed pitch. One ball, one strike. So Martinez throws 100, but he's thrown two straight breaking pitches to Jake Shiner. Now the 1-1 pitch is on its way, and it swung on and fouled back. A fastball at 100 on the radar gun, and Shiner fouled it away. So one ball, two strikes to Jake Shiner. who steps back into the batter's box now. Runners have their leads. And here's the 1-2 pitch on its way. And it is outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 pitch coming. And it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a 102-mile-per-hour fastball. And that is the first out at the top of the ninth inning. First strikeout for Justin Martinez. 102. Now Zach DeLoach is the batter. And the pitch is a fastball at the knees. Another 100-mile-per-hour pitch. 0-1 the count to DeLoach. DeLoach is 1-for-2 with a single and two walks and has scored two runs today. Tying runners on base in the ninth with one out. Martinez's pitch is down and in for a ball. And the count's even 1-1. Slider that time from Martinez. Here comes the 1-1 pitch on its way. And it is a fastball just outside. Two balls, one strike. So two balls, one strike to DeLoach. New baseball put in play by the plate ump, James Jean. Now here's the pitch. And it is swung on and lined into left field. On comes Barroza. It bounces in front of him. A base hit. And everyone's going to move up just one base as Barroza fired into home. So Marlowe stops at third. Wong now at second. And DeLoach with the opposite field. Line drive base hit on a 100-mile-per-hour fastball. And the bases are loaded here. With one away for Cooper Hummel. Switch hitter, Hummel will bat left. And the pitch is taken for a called strike, a first pitch. Split finger fastball for a strike. 0-1 the count. Right here's down by two, bases loaded, one out of the ninth. Next pitch is a slider for a called strike. And Hummel's behind in the count, 0-2. Hummel 1-for-3 with a two-run triple back in the fourth. The 0-2 pitch, swing, and a miss, strike three. And three pitches, and that is the second out in the ninth inning. So it'll be Adam Engel coming to the plate with two outs in the ninth, and the bases loaded. The right here's trailing 8-6. Marlowe is at third, Wong the tying runner at second, and DeLoach the go-ahead runner at first. Engel, right-hand batter, stands in. The pitch from Martinez, swing and a miss and a slider. That's strike one. Engel's 2-for-3 today with a walk, a single, and a three-run homer. He's behind in the count, 0-1. Fans on their feet here in Reno. The 0-1 pitch is in there for a called strike. Another slider. Martinez throwing back-to-back sliders to Engel. Everyone's ready for that 100-mile-per-hour heat, and he just slips a slider in there for a strike. 0-2 the count. Here we go. The pitch is a called strike three with a slider, and that ends it right down the middle. And Reno wins it 8-6, the final score. Three straight sliders, and Engel goes down looking. Right here's threatened in the ninth, loaded the bases, but they do not score. The Aces take it 8-6, the final score today, and they now lead this series 2-1 with game four coming up tomorrow night at 6:35. We'll recap today's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the DeKalb Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Well, the Red Ears dropped this one in Reno tonight, 8-6, the final score. And this one is a game that could have gone either way. The Red Ears had some things go in their favor, and they had some mistakes that proved to be costly. And Reno ends up winning it 8-6, the final score. Reno got two in the third inning against the Red Ears' spot starter, Diego Castillo, as he got through the first two innings smoothly. But then in the second, the bases became loaded with two outs, and Phillip Evans hit a two-run single to left field, and the Aces were up 2-0. That knocked out Diego Castillo. Tyler Driver up from A-ball came in and struck out the cleanup hitter to end the third inning. And then the Rainiers tied it up in the fourth when Jake Scheiner singled off the starter Blake Walston. Zach DeLoach drew a 10-pitch walk. And then Cooper Hummel tripled off the center field fence to make it a 2-2 tie. Hummel was at third with no one out, and the Rainiers couldn't bring him in. And things like that are costly in games such as this one. Driver worked a scoreless bottom of the fourth, and we went to the bottom of the fifth, still tied 2-2. Driver still on the hill, a one-out infield single by Dominic Fletcher put a man on, and then Buddy Kennedy and Phillip Evans walked back-to-back. Tristan English, with the bases loaded, hit a sac fly to center, bringing in Fletcher and making it 3-2 Reno. Driver then got the final out. We went to the top of the sixth, right here's down 3-2, into pitch Tyler Gilbert for Reno. Zach DeLoach graded him with a base hit to left field. And then Cooper Hummel was hit on the foot by a pitch. That brought up Adam Engel, and he hit a deep fly down the left field line, and everyone watching to see if it was fair or foul. And the home plate umpire ruled it a fair ball and a three-run homer for Adam Engel. It was disputed by Reno manager Blake Lawley, who would eventually get ejected. Engel's first homer as a Rainier gave Tacoma a 5-3 lead in the top of the sixth inning. But Gilbert then got on a roll and set down seven straight hitters. Meanwhile, after the Rainiers took the lead and Driver had already been in there for 2 1/3 innings, the Rainiers tried to get a little more out of him, and that decision did not pay off. Dominic Canzone led off with a double in the sixth, and then Elise Sanchez hit a two-run homer to left field, tying the game 5-5 and knocking out Driver. The Rainiers brought in Nolan Blackwood. He retired the first hitter, but then Jorge Barroza stroked a triple to right center field, and he scored on an RBI single hit by Dominic Fletcher, and Reno was back out in front 6-5. Aces tacked on a run in the seventh when Phillip Evans singled, went to third on a base hit by English, and scored on P.J. Higgins' sack fly. That made it 7-5 Reno. Right here's made it a one-run game again in the top of the eighth, although it could have been a big rally, and a base-running mistake was costly. With one out, Cooper Hummel walked. Adam Engel singled to right. They brought in the hard-throwing Justin Martinez, and the first thing Hummel did is upon Martinez entering the game, he ran on the first pitch to Valleca and was thrown out, stealing third base for the second out of the inning. And that made it so the Red Ears no longer had the tying runners on base, and it was the second out. Valleca proceeded to walk. Mason McCoy then hit an RBI single to right field that would have tied the game had there been, if Hummel had still been on base, but instead it just made it a one-run game at that point, 7-6. And then Taylor Trammell grounded out to end the inning. In the bottom of the eighth, Ali Sanchez and Jake Hager hit back-to-back doubles off Riley O'Brien, and Reno had an insurance run. It was 8-6. Adam Engel threw out another runner at home plate to end that inning from left field a couple batters later. So 8-6 to the ninth, and the right ears got back-to-back walks from Marlowe and O'Keefe to start the ninth, but Shiner struck out swinging on a 102-mile-per-hour fastball from Justin Martinez. Zach DeLoach then hit a 100-mile-per-hour fastball to left field for a base hit, loading the bases with one out. But Martinez struck out Cooper Hummel on three pitches, and he struck out Adam Engel on three straight sliders looking to end the ball game, and Reno takes it 8-6, the final score. Here are the final totals for Reno. 8 runs on 14 hits, no errors, and 6 runners left on base. Tacoma, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors, left 10 on base. Winning pitcher Tyler Gilbert, he's 5-3. The loss to Blackwood, he falls to 1-2. The save goes to Martinez, his fourth of the year. Time of the ball game was 2 hours and 45 minutes, and the attendance 3,505. With the victory, Reno is now 34-26 on the year, and the Red Ears fall to 29-31. And the bizarre stat continues. The Red Ears are now 0-9 this year on Thursdays. What is the deal with that? Game 4 of this series will be tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. And we'll start the pregame at 6:25. Marcus Walden starts for Tacoma. Slade Ciccone for Reno. That's tomorrow night at 6:35. Aces take it 8-6. We'll check the big league scoreboard next.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Reno beats Tacoma 8-6. Time for our Major League Baseball scoreboard. No Mariner game today. They're back in action against the Angels tomorrow. Angels won today at home against the Cubs 3-1 as Reed Detmers picked up his first win of the year over Drew Smyly. And Anaheim now 4 games over 500 on the year. Other interleague games, Baltimore beat Milwaukee 6-3. Gunnar Henderson with a go-ahead 2-run homer in the eighth. The Phillies scored 2 in the bottom of the ninth to knock out Detroit 3-2. Cody Clemens with a game-winning RBI single against his former team. In American League games, Tampa Bay won its 6th in a row, the Rays beating Minnesota 4-2. Harold Ramirez with a 2-run homer. The White Sox and Yankees played a doubleheader in New York and split. White Sox hit 4 homers in the first game, including a go-ahead shot by Eloy Jimenez, and they beat the Yankees 6-5. The Yankees combated that by pitching a shutout in Game 2 and winning 3-0 behind the pitching of Randy Vasquez, who went 5 2/3 scoreless for his first major league win. Toronto defeats Houston 3-2. Jose Berrios picked up his third straight win, and Brandon Belt had a go-ahead RBI single for the Jays. And Cleveland hammered Boston 10-3 as their superstar Jose Ramirez hit 3 home runs and drove in 5 runs. He homered in his first 3 at-bats of the game, including switch hit homers, and he had 2 shots at that fourth homer, but didn't get it. Had to settle for 3 homers and a 10-3 victory. A couple of National League games today. The Dodgers had, they were threatening to get swept in a 4-game series at Cincinnati, but they had their stopper on the hill, Clayton Kershaw. He went 7 shutout innings and struck out 9, and the Dodgers beat the Reds 6-0. Former Rainier Chris Taylor with his 10th homer for the Dodgers today. The Giants were down 4-3 going to the ninth at Coors Field, and they scored 3 runs at the top of the ninth. A pinch hit double by Brandon Crawford, kind of jump-starting the rally, and the Giants win the game 6-4. Arizona at Washington postponed because of air quality in D.C. They're going to make it up on June 22nd. Please make a note of that. And Atlanta, in 10 innings, defeats the Mets 13-10. They trailed in the game 10-6, battled back and tied it up, and then won it in the bottom of the 10th inning on a game-winning 3-run homer by Ozzie Albies. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Reno, our final, Aces 8, right here 6. We'll be back with more after this.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Well, the Red Ears lose a close one in Reno, 8-6, the final score today at Greater Nevada Field. And Tacoma once again was in within one game of the 500 mark and can't get over the hump. Drop this one. They're back to 2 games under. 8-6, the final today. Red Ears now 29-31 on the season. They got through a bullpen game using only 4 pitchers. Tyler Driver did a pretty nice job for a kid from A-ball. In the box score, it's going to say 3 runs allowed at 2 1/3 innings, but they may have leaned on him a little more than they needed to, bringing him out for the 6th inning after the Red Ears took the lead, and he'd already been in there for 2 1/3, and that's when he surrendered the 2-run homer that tied the game. But on the whole, I think Driver had a nice game today and kind of helped save the Red Ears pitching staff and hopefully put him in a good position to maybe win tomorrow's game and even up this series. Other finals of the PCL today, El Paso beats Oklahoma City in 10 innings, 4-3. Round Rock picks up a game on first place Oklahoma City. They beat Salt Lake 8-3, so Reno and Round Rock tied in second, 8 games back with 15 to play in the first half. Sugarland defeats Albuquerque 6-3, and Sacramento was a 4-3 winner over Las Vegas. We'll be back at it tomorrow night, 6:35 start. Marcus Walden for the Red Ears, Slade Ciccone for Reno. We'll start the pregame show up at 6:25. That's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Greater Nevada Field. Once again, our final score tonight, Reno Aces 8, Tacoma Rainiers 6. Have a great night.